What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A rickety rack, a boop bop biddly bip bop.
That was a full U-turn in the middle. we need to turn back there.
Let's get back to where we're comfortable.
Robot sounds.
I enjoyed it.
It had heart.
It did. And the nice thing is right before we were, like, even when the music started playing, Andy knew. He's like, I've got nothing.
That's right.
He closed his eyes. He put his head in his hands.
Jason started staring
at me. And I just started staring at him to try to make him uncomfortable. And I think it just put pressure on for you to come through in that big fashion.
Well, you know, 217 episodes in. Excited to be with you, Spitwads. Al Borland in the building.
What's up, Spitwads?
And, well, we have a great show. We have Would You Rather. That's a great question. And we are drafting the best places to hide something valuable.
I am going with all of my picks have to be something I've seen on TV. That's in my head when I was trying to think of this TV or a movie, like, where do they hide it? And that's okay. As I was making my list, that was just everything that came to mind.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be fun. There'll be some interesting picks, I'm sure. Thank you for supporting the show, for subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, reviewing this show. We appreciate it. Tell your family. Tell your friends.
Your family?
I did say family.
I mean,
that's your friends that are your family.
Right.
Your family.
Yeah, you do have family. Yeah. You've got family that you're not friends with.
That's right.
You have friends that you're not family with.
How is that not a thing already?
Well, it just became a
your
thing.
Your family members?
Yeah. I mean, in this world where we love to just, you know, do mishmash words.
Well, it should be on the social media platforms. You know, you have your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You should have your friends, your family, and then your family.
The problem with the family button is that it lets your regular family members know where they stand.
Yeah, they got to earn some. They got to do something.
Yeah, but you don't want your family members knowing they're not family.
I don't think that's the case, though, because if you're in the family, that's you can't be in both.
Oh, yeah.
It lets the friends people know that they are on the outside. Where the family people, they have their status of family. And that doesn't mean I like you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I see Jason's point.
I mean,
you'd have two tiers. We'd be setting up society a little different.
No, because the family never gets moved into family no matter what.
Wait, how does
how do you become family?
That's a friend who moves into the family.
Oh, see, what we were thinking was the opposite.
We were talking very differently.
We were talking about these are family members who you're actually
who you
friends
like.
With.
The ones you like.
But that's none of them.
Well, that's for you.
That's
now
more of
I
a you issue.
Yeah, that's a you issue.
Can we make everybody strangers?
Yeah, there's a handful of family members that I really like.
Yeah, your frenemies.
My family.
Oh, no. All right, well, let's start the show.
Would you rather...
All right, Ryan from Patreon.
What is happening?
We have people sprinting across
producers
the studio.
Producers running through the shot.
I love it.
Ryan from Patreon, would you rather drink 12 ounces of water from a vase?
It's a vase.
Thank you, Mike.
Can't it be a vase, though, too?
I want it to be fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. From a vase.
It's a tomato-tomato thing, but
well,
vase.
Not really, because a tomato and a tomato... In the end, it is the same thing. A vase and a vase, one is worth a lot more money.
Oh,
you think it's worth more because it's a vase?
Yeah. If I pay over $1,000, it's not
a
vase. Goodness gracious. I cap out at a vase at like $50.
Do tomatoes cost more?
No, also, that's what I'm saying. Tomatoes, tomatoes, they're the same.
I'd love that this cut off halfway through the question.
So never, ever buy a vase because if you're paying more than $50 for a vase, they're all the same.
Well, let's wait and see where we might hide valuable things, Mike.
Would you rather?
In a vase.
Wait, no, they'll steal the vase.
Well, the vase becomes a vase if you put something of value in it.
That would also be true.
Would you rather drink 12 ounces of water from a vase that has 2-week-old flowers?
That's not that old.
Or eat one giant spider web.
What?
Yeah, this is the question. I didn't write it. That's for sure. Ryan from Patreon wrote it.
Define giant spider web.
I would say something that is, it's about the size of a standard piece of paper.
Oh, it's a spider web.
You'll eat that? Now, there's probably some flies in it.
Probably. Maybe.
It's
maybe
not a cobweb. It's
not
a spider web.
Right, but even a spider web, I can take that thing, I can roll that, I mean, what's the size of even a giant spider web? If you roll that thing down.
Oh, it's tiny.
It's barely the size. It's like a grain of sand.
That being said.
Very difficult to eat.
Can we rewind for a second? You said it's not a cobweb. It's a spider web. I'm unaware that there's a difference between a cobweb and a spider web.
There is. A cobweb is a spider web that has been departed and is now collected dust and is not in use.
Wait, is that a spitballer's definition? Or
no,
is
that's
that
a real definition.
A cobweb? It's an abandoned spider web?
What?
Yeah, it's a cobweb.
This is real?
That is literally the word that they use when defining it. It refers to an abandoned web.
Thank you very much.
Impressive.
That is incredible.
Send me the honorary doctorate.
Impressive. I didn't know spiders were just moving willy-nilly.
Old and covered with dust.
I'm just quoting the dictionary.
Well, I knew that the dust thing felt accurate.
My point in even saying it was the fact that a spider web likely has very fresh bugs in it. Whereas a cobweb, the bugs have been eaten.
Might.
They've disintegrated, and you're just eating.
Well, let's say one bug.
One bug.
Max
okay.
One bug. There's a fly.
There's got to be at least one bug. All right.
Yeah. There's a fly.
That's fine.
But try. You have to consume the whole thing. That's going to be very difficult.
No.
That will not be difficult.
No.
Okay, hold on.
It's all about, it's like eating, you know, it's way worse than cotton candy. It's very sticky.
See, cotton candy dissolves.
It also might be a spider.
Maybe the easiest thing, if there's spider, I'm out. Okay, I'm out. You just said there might be. I'm out.
Could be.
I'm out. That's all I need. Anything. I'm out. In fact, the name. If it's a cobweb, okay. Spiderweb. Too much of the name. I'm out. but what is? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. None of us. You guys have not ever tried a spiderweb.
No, I've never tried one.
Not recently.
Okay. Do you have to use those cotton candy things?
You gotta wind it up.
But maybe because these bugs stick to this thing. I would imagine it is very difficult. Like, is swallowing it easy?
The bugs are weak. That's the problem. They're bugs. They're insignificant.
But spider webs are sticky. Like, if you go through a spider web and you feel it on your skin, it sticks to you. It does not. It clings.
It does cling.
Yeah. It clings to you. I get it. But if it's like a booger. I mean, you give this thing enough rubbing up in the hands.
That's not a fact.
Well, but
for sure.
I will.
You cannot booger a spider web.
It's
if I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. You can't booger a web.
But it's very snot-like.
There are some.
It's not snot-like.
There are some boogers.
Oh,
that
the
no
stickiest.
Matter how many times you roll it or flick, it will not remove. And then the best you could do is change fingers. You know what I mean? You're trying to get it off with the other finger, and there is some part of that thing that is magically sticky.
But eventually, enough of your finger oil will break it down, and you get a flick.
But I don't...
Mike has never cleared a spider web in all of his days.
Oh, I definitely have.
But swallowing a spider web that might just have one of those magically sticky spots, I think would be a real problem.
This is no problem.
You think you can just
gulp
down a spider web? You're a maniac.
Yes.
He's going to roll it into a ball and hope he can basically swallow it like a pill.
Yes.
You cannot do
that.
Yes,
you can. You can the booger analogy, that booger, you want to know how you get that off your finger? Just bite it. That thing's off your finger.
Lickety-split. This is like sticky... fishing line. You can't just roll that into a little ball.
Oh, yes, you can.
How long
officially am drinking the plant water.
Now,
12 ounces is that's a lot of dirt water.
it's very nutritious.
Also, waterborne bacteria is one of the leading causes of serious illness and death on the planet.
I'm not that worried about the 2-week-old vase water.
No, that's about it. I'm not worried about bacteria.
Vase water, they don't actually put water in vases. They water their plants with wine.
Ooh, well, I'll take the vase wine.
But the 12 ounces is a good amount of water.
Yeah,
and I think the spider web
is almost like a cup and a half.
Like, it might take me a little bit more time to make sure I've got all the spider web in a place where I'm going to house it. But the action of eating the spider will be very fast.
There's no, I mean, I
good luck swallowing
12 ounces of water. You could put down in less than two seconds.
That's pretty quick.
You're not two seconds.
Oh, absolutely. No, I've done it a hundred times in my life.
You are not getting 12 ounces down in 2 seconds.
Bring me 12 ounces. I would bring me 12 ounces.
I will make a $100 bet with you.
$100 bet.
Okay. Here we go. We've got the first
12 ounces of water in 2 seconds.
Okay, we'll work this out. In the meantime, I am concerned that Mike may try to swallow this spiderweb, and it will only go halfway down and become a spiderweb in his very throat.
That could
happen. Where spiders begin to grow, obviously, from the web.
How do you... You can't Heimlich someone if it's...
A spiderweb?
Sticky.
No.
You know what I mean? Now you're having trouble breathing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people are... You know, in other countries, you know how they eat bugs and they eat other things that we don't eat?
Yes.
They're not eating spider webs.
Well, no, they're using them to catch the
things that I think you will spend 45 minutes going like this, trying to get the thing.
How did we measure this water?
I have a measuring cup.
He has a measuring cup.
We have a measuring cup.
The water has been... Yeah, we do.
Okay.
All right, he's got...
This is going to be tough in two seconds.
I'll give you the play-by-play.
Do we have a timer? We have a stopwatch back there, right?
Yep, I got one right here.
Okay.
Give me just a sec.
Oh, shoot, this isn't going to happen.
No, it's all not. Right.
But it's going to be like 5 seconds. I just said the wrong number.
Not 2 seconds.
All right, no, yes. This is still good. Okay, hold on. You go when...
Jeremy's going to count you down.
Yeah, yep. You got to wait till the water touches or, you know, you give me a chance here.
We'll give you a 3, 2, 1 click. Okay, ready? Jeremy, go ahead.
3, 2, 1 go.
Oh, you started way too soon.
He's covered. That was 4 seconds.
Hold on. That was 4 seconds.
So you cheated and you poured a bunch of it on yourself.
Well, I was trying to drink as fast as I could.
$100.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I owe you $100. In addition to that, the amount of water that I'm sitting in right now that went straight to my inappropriate.
You got soggy bottom now.
I got soggy front, Mike. I got a soggy front, and it is uncomfortable.
So you can, just to be clear, you can, in 4 seconds, drink half a cup of water and pour the other half on your crotch.
That's right.
Okay, we did it.
If you had said five seconds,
I would have said yes.
The bet would have changed.
Because I know how much 12 ounces of water is.
All right.
All right, but pretend that was Voss water now that you did it.
I mean, I would have drank it the same way. As fast as I could.
Would have poured Voss water on his crotch.
To get back to my crotch is soaking right now. I don't know. That was way more than 12
ounces.
That's
incredible that you managed to do that.
I am proud of myself, but so getting back to the original question.
I'm proud of myself.
Yes, I'm proud of you.
That's the fastest $100 of all time.
You made it's 4 second $100. That's a good deal. That being said, that means that the Voss water can be drank in 5 seconds.
Maybe.
I just proved it.
We got to give him that, Mike.
No. Because you drank perfectly clean,
fresh
water.
I'll go get some Voss water.
I am going with the water. I don't want to eat the spider web.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the water as well. It wasn't bad, and it's kind of cooling me off right now.
Right. But then, like, 12 ounces of something that you did not want to drink sitting in your stomach.
Yeah.
That's going to be unpleasant.
No, I agree. But so will that one bug you had to eat.
Yeah, no.
You had to eat at least
one
bug.
Is no problem.
I couldn't eat a fly. Like, if you...
If it was a fly, if just eat one dead fly?
I'll tell you, I wouldn't do that for $100.
I mean...
Would you eat a
you
fly?
You wouldn't eat a fly for $100?
No way. I don't think
what?
I could.
We're talking a regular fly, run of the mill, not like a fruit fly.
Yeah.
Fruit fly, I eat
fruit
those
flies,
for fun.
I accidentally drink those all the time.
Yeah. Final answer, Mike? You're going with the spider web.
The final answer is I do have $100 that has been sent to me by Jason.
I'm a man of my word.
Okay, well, that was the first time money has exchanged hands live on the show.
Accepted no takesy-backsies.
Well, there could be a bet later in the show.
We'll see. I hope to have this exchange quite a few times going back and forth.
Simon from Patreon, which valuable power would you rather get? Okay, we've got three choices. The ability to cure someone's depression by hugging them.
Okay.
Ooh, that's great.
That's a great one.
Ability to cure someone's illness by tickling them for 1 minute. The ability to cure someone's physical injury by kissing it. Which of those three? Now, the one I found to be a little bit disturbing is the 1 minute of tickles.
That's a long tickle.
Because the cure hasn't happened till the end of the tickle.
Right.
So you've got 1 minute of torturing an ill person. is the way it sounds, right? You, let's say you're down with the flu, Mike. You've had the flu before.
Of course.
Someone tickles you for 1 minute while you're sick with the flu, but then you're better.
Oh, every time.
I mean, I know you'd be in on it, but that'd be a bad minute, right?
Oh, for sure. It'll be a terrible
minute. Now, remind me the third one, because we could cure depression with a hug. You can cure illness with a tickle or...
Kiss a boo-boo.
Kiss a boo-boo, yeah, an owie.
A physical injury. So you break your leg, someone could just kiss it, and it fixes.
Now, when I'm looking at this, all of these are serious. I don't want to denigrate any of this.
Yeah, they're all really good powers.
But only the injury appears to be potentially deadly. Like, what I mean? Like,
and the illness.
And the depression.
Yeah. All of them are very deadly.
All right. Okay. I'm just thinking. Like,
I know what you mean by
in an emergency, in an accident. Someone gets in a car crash, they're injured. I can kiss it all better.
Now, hold on. You are also now kissing a gaping neck wound.
Yeah, that was the first thought I had, genuinely. When it was being read, I was like, I got to kiss. Like this.
That's
okay,
not like eating a spider web.
No, it's like, oh, it's a rug burn. No problem. You know, come here. I'll kiss that and your boo-boo will go away. But like, oh, no, that's a knife wound. Like, I don't want to. Oh, man.
No.
Like, now you have this
superpower.
It is
a French kiss, too.
You have a superpower that you never want to share with anybody.
I can take another one away here, because here's another superpower I don't really want. Now, you can tickle this person with a serious illness.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing curing you, and
they
can't tickle yourself.
They've got to tickle you back.
Well, they don't have the power. Oh, it's my power. And that's the problem. I'm ticklish. I can't tickle myself, so I can't get rid of my own illness. Okay. I could if I could tickle myself.
So you're going to get – so in the second one, you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
In the third one, you kiss some blood.
You're just grossed out, and then
you
could
get sick
physically.
Oh, but you're
and
really
the first
grossed
one,
out.
The first one, they don't want you to hug them necessarily, right?
Until the hug, because then I
their
think anyone who has their depression taken away would – I mean, that hug would be the best hug of their life.
I would be depressed if you hugged me.
You would be depressed.
You couldn't be, though, because he took it away.
What a paradox.
I mean, I think that's
the fastest bout of depression.
I think that's the one that I want to go with. It brings joy. It takes away sadness. And it's one of those, like, actual, you know, when people are depressed, you actually want to give them a hug. You want to have that embrace. Like, come here. You know, someone is going through something sad. And you have that embrace, that holding, like, I am here with you. I'm here for you. I want – that is like a normal response. So this is the natural, empathetic, normal response you want to do that actually now has a superpower to get rid of the thing causing it. That seems like perfection. Like, the others have a real problem with the power. This is just pure-hearted gold.
You're not busting out the feather?
The tickler.
Here comes the tickler.
I know you put it on the end of a long stick and you don't get sick.
I don't think feathers actually tickle someone.
Dude, yeah, feather to the foot. Man. Do you not have ticklish feet?
Maybe to the feet. Maybe to the feet.
And the neck?
No, the neck couldn't make me tickle.
The neck for sure.
The goat, as they call it.
And the schnoz? Get a feather right in the nostrils?
That might make me sneeze.
That's a tickle. Oh, it's a tickle sneeze.
All right. That's a different kind of tickle. That's like when you get a tickle at your nose, you're not like...
Yeah, but it's still a tickle.
I think we should 1 minute is a long time to tickle somebody.
It is.
Right? Because normally, you can get away with even like, I tickle my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like stop after like 2 seconds. So it's torture.
Let me tell you, 2 seconds is a lot quicker than you think.
Can you dance?
I have learned that. 2 seconds. It's probably more like 4 seconds, Andy, is my guess of what you're thinking, how long you could tickle your kids. I bet you $100.
Do you, can you die from being tickled?
Oh, that's
anybody
a,
ever
that's
been
a good
killed
question.
In history by being tickled? I see somebody Googling over there.
Yeah, we're on it.
I mean, in the history of humanity, probably.
Certainly it caused something like, oh, someone tickled the ribs and they jumped out and there was a bus.
Okay,
they should not have done that.
Or you tickle the driver and they swerve.
Oh, that you never tickle the driver.
Never.
Kids, never tickle the driver. That is a rule in my car that is screamed too often.
Okay, so
all
we
right,
got,
so we need to get some...
We do have an article here. I don't know how to say the word.
Tickle.
Wait.
Aneurysm?
Is that aneurysm?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to spell aneurysm.
So we've had somebody get it, have an aneurysm during a tickle fight.
Okay, that makes sense. Because of so much laughing.
I mean, I don't want to stumble down the mountain too far here, but I mean, why don't we? Could we get some secrets from other governments through this kind of a torture method?
Of the what?
The tickle method.
Tickle method.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good.
I mean, forget water torture. Forget waterboarding.
Yeah.
And if the person has any underlying conditions, it says it can't lead to a stroke, heart attack, and respiratory arrest.
That makes sense.
But that's like pretty much anything you do to somebody that has the possibility of that.
Yeah. Walking into a room unannounced could give someone a heart attack.
Right.
So we're going to take that off the table. But
could you pass out, though? You could probably pass out.
Yeah. Yeah. If you...
A minute of tickling is a lot of...
And we're talking max tickle.
Yeah, we're talking max tickle. But I feel like could you lose weight?
You might be able to lose weight being tickled.
Could I go to a gym that is just a tickle gym?
Oh,
and I go there and they just tickle me for a while and then it gets my heart rate up and then I leave. I didn't have to do nothing.
Yeah, they also have this machine that they put on you that just zaps your muscles. It's a workout.
I've been looking into that.
And his Apple Watch says, "Are you being tickled right now?" And then he starts to work out. We have to final answer this thing.
My final answer is definitely curing depression with a golden hug.
I'm going to go with the tickling. One. I know it's not going to be a good minute.
Who's kissing the wounds?
Not me. That's gross. Sorry.
Unfortunately, it's the last one. You do have it.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Those people are going to perish. Sorry.
I will get all finger cuts removed. Don't worry. If you slice yourself on that paper, come my way.
Well, like I can hit like a
I
bruise.
Call it a finger cut?
If you have a,
you did.
But like paper cut. If you got like a bruise, okay, I can handle that.
Yeah.
But if you're bleeding, no.
If the bone's sticking out, go to the ER. I ain't kissing that thing.
All right. Woody from Twitter. In a fight to the death with a foe, would you rather get a six shooter with a single bullet placed randomly in the cylinder or a machete? Your opponent gets the other weapon.
Wow.
The gun?
Yeah, for sure. You...
click, click, click. You're dead.
Click, 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 boom. It might just be boom.
I mean, I can can maintain the aim for six clicks.
I will fix this question very easily. You get a six shooter. There are two bullets in the chambers. You don't know you don't know where they're at.
Okay. But one of them's bad.
And you get one shot. Are you taking the gun or the machete? You've basically got a 1 in 3 for having the bullet.
33% chance?
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. You're saying...
There's two random bullets in the cylinder. It's a six shooter, so you got a 1 in 3 chance. And you spin it. You're spinning the... And then the other person gets a machete, and you only get to shoot the gun once.
You get to pull the trigger once.
That's right.
It may not fire.
Oh, okay. I get it now. You get a 33% chance of even having it fire, and then I'm done with it. I could use it as a weapon still,
you
right?
Could. Yeah, you could swing it around.
A bludgeoning device.
Yeah, which will not be that good against the machete.
No. So I would go machete there because it's 66% chance.
So what if it's three bullets? Let's go 50-50 shot.
You got to go with the bullet.
Then I'm taking a
bullet. But then what's your percentage chance of hitting them?
Because
then you got to do some advanced math.
Yeah.
I mean, are you better than 50-50 on hitting them?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what type of distance.
I'm going to let them run at me with the machete for a while.
Here's the truth. You're talking about the distance. What kind of distance? You're going to be out of the range of the machete, or at least you hope you are.
That's true.
You're going to need to in order to win.
I mean, I've played enough duck hunt in my day.
That's the key.
You're in a boxing ring.
Oh, I like that. That's
okay.
A good.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, I can hit someone.
And for what it's worth, I think you guys discounted the original question way too quickly. As far as like being able to get the shot off accurately, and if you miss, now you're weaponless.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not a gun person, but I imagine if you're just pointing it at your target and you just cycle through the trigger real fast.
Also, I think you are underestimating what the person with the machete is going to do. Like what they should do, right? The you're at your corners in the boxing ring. The bell rings.
Charge.
You need to charge.
Yep.
Charge a person with the gun pointed at you. It ain't going to be easy. You're going to start and you're going to be wanting to dodge and duck and dive and you're not charging that
gun. Lay down.
It's just not happening.
You run in a zigzag pattern.
Yeah. I mean,
I go into a roll. I go into a roll.
100%. That's the right move. You got to dive roll,
and I stab myself with my own machete.
Yes, in the roll,
and then they walk out with the gun having not been fired, and they go, "That was easy. That guy just killed himself."
And I've got a gun.
Just tiger rolling all. Hey, They're now, just sitting there.
Now, is there a chance? See, if I had the machete, here's a strategy. You're in a boxing ring, which changes everything. Do you throw the machete?
No, listen, if you throw
the machete, the person with the gun 100% has to react to the machete. And in the amount of time that they have to react to the machete flying through the air, you can close that distance, actually.
But now I have no weapon.
And they've got a gun at
a close
distance.
Yeah, but they have no weapon either as long as you close the distance.
How do they have... if you close the distance, their gun disappears?
You just grab the gun, get it away from them.
You just do that. Grab the gun without them shooting your face.
I've seen the TikToks on how you disarm somebody.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
It's so easy.
You just go, "Wichka!" Now the gun's pointed at you.
Okay, new plan. One more. You're in a boxing ring, right? Very springy floor.
Uh-huh. It's not working.
When you charge, you jump as high as you can so you get shot in the lowest part of your body so you can continue fighting.
See, actually, I think the opposite
jump
is
up.
The opposite is the better route. I think that
get shot
if someone
in the head?
No, if someone has a machete and you're going to say I'm going to try to block a machete strike to get a close distance while I'm clicking, you're probably going to be okay.
Wait, you get six shots again?
No, you're cycling through trying to get to the bullet.
Yeah, I'm just saying like the one swing of a machete certainly could, but if I'm defending myself, that's probably not taking me out.
Also, how bouncy are boxing rings? That term bouncy was thrown out there.
I threw it out there like WWE mats.
Are they like the gymnastics?
No, they're not like that. I mean, these guys aren't jumping around 6 feet high, punching each other.
That would be awesome. WWE should have a trampoline event.
Yes.
Where the boxing ring is a trampoline, and they have to, they're like running. Just
oh, that'd be like moon. It's moon boxing.
Heck yeah, man.
That's
I'm
the
in.
New sport.
Oh, but
moon boxing.
Okay. Or you just put them in those old moon shoes from the 80s.
I mean, or you put them on the moon. Either
moon
way.
Shoes from the
80s? You don't remember those?
No.
Like back when we were young, they had the shoes that were. The bouncy shoes?
Like springs?
Yes.
Wow.
You don't
remember
they
didn't work that well. That's why they're gone.
No, there was lots of injuries.
All right, we are going to move on.
That's a great question.
Luke wants to know, if you have two lasagnas and you put one on top of the other, is it now one lasagna?
Yes.
Or is it two lasagnas?
Nope. It's one lasagna. That's for sure. That's an easy one because there's no rule to the layer amount on a lasagna.
I have
what is common?
Exactly, Mike. Exactly.
No, I'm asking a question. No one knows?
No, there isn't an answer. I'm sure.
It's not like three of the noodle?
Here's the question. The base of a lasagna, I've had a lot of lasagnas, and the base oftentimes, just based on the baking, can get a little crispy.
Yeah.
Will there be an acknowledgement of the crispy middle on this new single lasagna, and could that disrupt it, right? If you put a house on another house with the foundation, you still have two houses.
You're saying the lasagnas,
right?
have been cooked already.
That's
cooks, and
yes.
Now you're slicing out a piece of lasagna. You're putting it on because
if you serve that, does somebody go, "Did you serve me two pieces of lasagna stacked on top of each other?" Or do they say, "Thank you for my piece of lasagna"?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's got to be an internal piece. It has to, because if it's got the sides and you've got the full like you know the attachment
no,
of
I'm,
the bottom
I'm
ex- and the side.
I accept an internal piece being stacked.
Internal piece
but
on
the
top
bottom
of the
is a little.
Piece. It's certainly not going to be optimal for keeping your lasagna together, but I don't think anybody would say, why have you served me one lasagna on top of another lasagna?
Okay.
I would just like to acknowledge that lasagna's
delicious.
It's fine.
Okay.
It is. Like of all the Italian dishes, that's on the lower rung for me.
Here's the problem. And
people are like, it's lasagna.
I'm not going to fight you on this, Mike. I'm not going to fight you on this because there are so many layers in a lasagna, that's just opportunities to make a mistake. So a peak lasagna is really, really good.
Yes.
But you can mess up a lasagna on many different layers. You can mess one layer up, it ruins the lasagna.
How often when you are dishing the lasagna do you get it intact.
Very rarely.
Without it just sliding, and now it's now you're eating a like an open-faced lasagna.
Yeah, that's why I took out the side dishes of the lasagna, because that'll stay together because of that crust on the side and the bottom. If you've got an internal piece, I'm pretty sure that's impossible to stay together.
Anybody ever deep fried a piece of lasagna?
Now we're talking.
To keep it all together?
Heck yes, dude, fire that up.
That is some American ingenuity.
Right.
I appreciate where your mind is going and the possibilities, but
I'm looking it up.
I think what we need to do is we need to do the double stack lasagna and then the deep fry.
Yeah, then it's definitely one piece.
Then it is definitely one piece. Oh. But lasagna, looking this up, how many layers is in a lasagna? Three. Unless you look at a different site, four. Unless you look at a different site, five.
Five,
six.
Five is way too many.
No, these are saying this is normal.
No.
This is normal. Four to six is the standard, some sites say. There is no rule to how deep a lasagna is.
Now, let me ask you.
This is a world of chaos.
Is a layer constituted by simply one piece of pasta? Would that count as an additional layer?
I believe that each layer is the pasta. So, like, if you go pasta, cheese, pasta, you're at two layers.
Interesting. Meal, I would have thought it's the guts between the pastas.
Really? Yeah, like the
meat, then the cheese, then the meat.
Back to the house, your roof is not a floor. It's the roof. Mm. It's the ceiling.
Okay. Yeah.
No one lives up there.
So hold on. Let me describe to you a slice of lasagna, and you tell me how many layers it has.
Okay, do it.
Let's get it.
All right. We got crust.
Yep.
We got cheese.
Yep.
Did you say crust?
Yeah, just the bottom layer.
Of noodles.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Go on.
So now we got to start over.
I was thinking
there's
like graham cracker crust at the bottom of this thing.
Ooh, let's try that on for size. All right, noodle.
Okay.
Crust. Cheese.
Yes.
Noodle.
Okay.
Meat. Noodle.
Okay.
Cheese noodle.
That's a three-layer lasagna.
That's a three-layer. Yeah.
I had six.
Wait, you had six? You count both?
Wait.
No, you're counting
noodle and guts?
Stuffing as a layer.
Is that what I'm doing?
That's what you just did.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You also counted the basement.
Do you feel like you counted
the foundation.
Do you feel like more of a man if you have more layers to your lasagna?
Yeah, I'm sitting here eating six-layer lasagna. You guys are eating three-layer lasagna.
That's what I think
this is
all about. Let me guess. You put a little pepper on top, another layer?
Oh, man. I mean, if there's maybe some parm on top. I can get
layer.
Up to eight, nine, ten layers.
All right. I think we settled that. Cameron.
Nice.
You must survive the next month as an animal while the entire animal kingdom hunts you down. Which animal are you choosing?
I'm a bear. I mean, we have been deep diving and exploring very recently
I'm a cheetah.
Oh, so you're just running.
Oh, yeah.
Now, cheetahs die by other animals all the time.
No, never died before.
Really?
Every cheetah you see out there is the first one.
They don't die.
How do cheetahs get killed? They're not they're predators, so they're at the bottom
they're
of the...
They're not smart.
Cheetahs?
Correct.
But they're so fast.
Well, they are that, and that's good because they are not smart.
What are they? They're dumb?
That's what I've heard.
Well, look, I just wanted to run away from things. I feel like that's your best bet of not being killed.
Yeah, but you also will eventually be tired.
I know cheetahs can barely sprint. They can go for a little while, then they're super tired.
If the entire animal kingdom is after you, you will
get
tired.
Oh, is that
what
it said?
Yeah.
Oh, the entire animal kingdom.
Lions, leopards, and hyenas.
Oh, screw this. I'm a peregrine falcon.
All prey on cheetah. Now we're taken to the air, and I like
I'm
your
getting
theory.
Out of,
okay, that might even be better than a bear.
I don't think so.
It's the fastest flying creature.
Yeah, like if
that,
you...
I can't be caught.
If you can fly...
Jet engines is my problem.
Look, if you can fly, the only concern for you now for a while will be other creatures of flight.
Yeah.
But you can also find like a nice little nook or cranny in a cliff.
Okay, that's
and
true.
And hide where no one else can get you.
If you are wanting to not live your life, if you're wanting to just go run and hide like a coward.
It's just survive for a month.
Are you fighting the animal kingdom?
I'm living my normal life.
Boom, 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 boom. Which, okay, boom. A bear would be able to do that.
Yeah. Because we were talking about...
Like a polar bear?
This is about a week
ago. You probably
ago.
Go with the polar bear. Yeah. I think they're the biggest.
We were talking about how incredibly strong chimpanzees are, which if you didn't realize, like some people around this studio didn't realize.
They will tear your face
they
off.
They will literally and have torn faces
off. I saw an interview recently from like an expert talking about this, and the level of definitiveness that he had, and it was about like could this super MMA fighter survive a fight with this chimp? And it was like,
No, he
would be killed immediately.
Yes, he would be
He's
killed.
He's like, he
his
has
arms would be ripped off of his body.
They literally said, they go, out of 100 fights, how many does he win? He goes, he would lose all 100. So
there's no doubt. There, I mean, and that was the chimpanzee. So then we were like, oh my gosh, a gorilla, a full size mammoth gorilla that a chimpanzee cannot handle. That's got to be the apex, most unstoppable creature on land. And then we were like, well, it turns out that the, like, what is it?
Like
the silverback gorilla?
Yeah.
Those, compared to a grizzly bear, they got nothing on the grizzly. Because the grizzly's
got 800 pounds or so.
Yeah. I mean, it's way bigger, just as strong, has the claws and the teeth that the gorillas don't have. So, I mean, you're talking about what are you, you know, the lion versus the grizzly? Grizzly.
That's why I think the polar is the actual apex.
Oh, the polar. Yeah, you might be right there. I don't. I'm very biased to where I live. I've not visited the Arctic recently.
No, yours was a desert bear.
Yes, mine was a desert bear.
But then you talk about like elephants, and it's like,
oh, that's actually a really
enough animal kingdom could take out an elephant, though, right?
I don't know.
I guess there's other elephants involved.
I mean, if you threw like, oh,
there's
know.
A problem with your bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now the bears are coming.
I think it's
got
to be the rest of the animal kingdom. Your kind aren't fighting for you, but they are not fighting.
A bear
against
is losing against, like, I don't know, 100 elephants. They're not winning.
Oh, yes.
They're just getting trampled.
I don't think anything could take down a full size. Like, if you're the biggest elephant out there, I don't think that the pack of lions can take down one of these elephants. They are so
20
big.
Tigers could take an elephant out.
Yeah, maybe if it's just
that's
one.
That's why I'm flying away, people. Any of you want to be a worm and hide under the ground?
I mean, that's a whole month.
That's where they live. That's not hiding.
But I'm not worried about the hiding. Well,
nothing can get to you 6 feet down.
Go spend a month in a room of solitary confinement.
Oof.
And then come out a normal person.
Jason, $100.
Nothing. Aside from humans, lions are the only predators powerful enough to kill an elephant.
Okay.
So you're learning today.
There's a bunch of them.
I am learning.
Because one of them can't do it. There's no way.
Now, here's the problem. If I was going to attack the falcon, because I said I'd go falcon, I'd be waiting for the storm to roll in, right? Because that's when you might be a little bit more vulnerable as a bird.
Yeah. They can fly in the rain, though.
You think they fly in a good? They could fly in a storm,
hurricane? For sure.
Not where they want to go.
Did you say not for sure?
No, I said for sure. Mike said not. I said for sure.
No, have you never seen
birds don't like the storm?
When
no,
there's
they
when
don't.
There's a strong wind, have you never seen the bird that's flapping and flying?
Yes.
Except it's not moving.
Yes, I have seen that. But
they
I've
can't
seen
outduel
it.
The wind.
I'm saying it can stay afloat and it stays fly. I've seen birds fly in a hurricane. Not well. They're not enjoying. Life,
it's
but
not
they
really
can
flying. It's kind of being thrown around.
Yeah, this is like a sailboat in the ocean during a storm.
Yeah.
You go where the wind wants you to go.
Yeah,
these little birds aren't fighting the wind.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that other animals aren't fighting the same wind and they're going to attack me.
I was just saying it would ground the bird and make them vulnerable to the other attackers.
Okay, final answer. I will choose the peregrine falcon.
Yeah, that's how I'm going. Yeah. One more here. Should sack lunch sandwiches always be cut in half, or is it acceptable to leave them whole? Andrew from Patreon would like to know. And a follow-up. Do you teach your children some sort of discipline by making them eat a whole sandwich?
No, that's nonsense.
Because they got to break through the crust.
If you do not cut, there is they either have to tear it in half and get messy hands.
Yes.
Or they got to break through the kid problem of not eating crust, which is, how does this happen?
And my son still to this day, now he's never asked me to cut it off. He just doesn't eat it.
Yeah, he'll just eat to the rim.
And then it's, I'm full. I'm so full. I could never eat that.
How does this happen that we, because I'm sure you guys were guilty too. Like, I wouldn't eat the crust. Like,
oh, no.
Pizza crust? Like, no, thank you. And then eventually, at some point in your maturation, you're like, well, maybe I guess I'll try it. And you go, oh, yeah, it's just like the rest of the bread.
It's not just as good as the rest of the bread. It's not. Because it doesn't have the filling all the way to the edge.
Sometimes it's even better.
Well, pizza crust, sure. But we're talking about two different things.
Like
we're talking a sandwich.
Like sourdough?
Well, you're right on that.
That is different.
But we're talking run-of-the-mill white bread off the shelf.
White bread, the crust is not as good.
It's exactly the same.
No, it isn't. No. It's a different texture. It's, look, the outside got baked more and is a different flavor and a different texture.
Yeah, it's not fair to say that it's kind of better on sourdough, but then it's not any different on other ones.
Well, the sourdough, I guess you're saying that the sourdough is far more crispy, but when it's just the white bread or the wheat bread, I don't know. It feels like it's all the same softness to me.
Now, what we do in the Moore household...
Would you eat an all-crust sandwich?
Sure. Oh, heel?
The heel? Oh. Perfect question.
Oh, yeah. No, you know how many heel sandwiches my children have eaten without their knowledge?
Wait, they don't know?
How could they not know? Are their eyes closed? You hide them
on the bottom and they don't care?
You take the heels... Okay, you flip it. So exposed heel is out.
No way.
You do secret heel?
You monster.
You peanut butter and jelly.
Oh.
You put it together, and then you take your sandwich cutter, and you cut it. And they have...
Wait, first of all, sandwich cutter?
Oh, yeah. The circle sandwich cutter is...
Oh, I've never heard of this.
You got to have this for the children because
The irony is that that's to make it a crustless sandwich.
Yes.
And you're making an all-crust sandwich.
And they have no idea.
So you just get personal satisfaction.
Yes, I do.
Making them think that they're getting what, and they have no problem.
Because you would never, because on the outside it just looks like regular
My
bread.
Mind is blown. That is genius.
That is so mean. That is literally the
How
meanest
is it
thing
mean?
I've heard of some
They're healthier,
mean things.
Right?
They're I've none heard, the wiser.
I've heard of animals ripping faces off. I've never heard of something this mean. You are making them eat the heel of a loaf of bread without their
express written consent. No, they choose to eat the sandwich. They say, Dad, I need a sandwich.
They say, Dad, I trust you. And you say,
That's amazing.
And I made a delicious sandwich.
The flip. He does the flip.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he covers it with peanut butter to hide it.
And then he goes and dances in the other room.
Just inside out the heels.
Oh, my goodness.
And circle cut.
Have you done a double heel?
Yeah, I've done it with yes.
Wait, you've served a child with a heel on both sides flipped?
Yes. So yes.
Oh, you.
You monster.
They don't know.
Here, eat up.
They don't know because there's no difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't cheat up. We'll tell you. Oh man, that is a prank.
What you got to do is give one kid the double heel sandwich and make it obvious, and have them complain, and give the other one. They brag about it and then reveal at the end.
Ooh.
Very nice.
I don't believe you that you can't tell a difference.
Impressive.
$100, Mike, that I can tell the difference between a heel sandwich and a non-heel sandwich.
The problem with this is this, it's just opinion. But like if we had 100 sandwiches.
Could you find
could
the two?
Could you do it every single, yeah, could you pick
Without
it out every
a doubt.
Time?
Without a doubt.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I
maybe
could do that
could,
in
maybe.
Under 5 seconds, Mike.
It is a texture difference.
Yeah, maybe.
And a flavor difference.
I don't know.
You might be able to do it. I'm not not fully doubting, but.
Well, we've solved life's problems. Let's move on.
The Spitballers Draft.
Today we are drafting the best places to hide something valuable. Now I know my co-hosts very well.
Ooh.
And with the first pick, unfortunately, look, this wouldn't be necessarily my favorite place to hide something.
But you think that we would take it immediately?
But I'm a little worried that it would be one of your top picks.
Okay.
So unfortunately, you have backed me into a corner.
We're just sitting here, man.
This is on both of you.
We've done nothing.
But I'm going to have to go with my butt.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
It's not even on my list.
It is not on my list.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, brother. Oh, that just happened.
This is your fault. It's supposed to be your fault.
It's never a thought.
No, no. I've got, when you see my list, No, of course it's not on my list.
People do this.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah, not me.
Not me. I'm not choosing that on my list, but Andy is with the 101. He's going to hide something in his butt. Oh, yes. I am so happy we backed him into that corner, Mike. I don't know how we did it, but great job.
I thought for sure you'd choose your butt.
No, because I would never do it.
Well, look, if it was really valuable and you didn't want anybody to get it.
I mean, I won't find it there, I promise. Wow. Great pick. Great right. pick.
We're starting it off strong, man. With the butt.
Okay. Criminals do it all the time, guys.
That is true.
I know it happens.
I'm not a criminal. I'm just going to hide my my cash in a place I can hide it.
I'm just trying to conceal some documents.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide anything inappropriate over here.
Oh, well, you're not finding this.
No. No, that cash is yours. Keep it safe. All right, Mike.
Well,
okay.
The 101 is taken care of.
So, the
I took a drink, and then I remembered he drafted his butt, and I almost lost it. Oh,
the Foot Clan's got my back.
It's not as extreme.
Backside.
But I would an aquarium.
Okay. In an aquarium.
And put that in a Ziploc bag or something.
Boring.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's sure, I have to get a waterproof package, a little bit of an inconvenience.
As do I.
Little bit more of an inconvenience.
But go on.
And just put it under the rocks there, and then you fill it with water. I mean, come on.
Horrible mistake.
No one's... I thought for sure you were taking toilet or something.
Well, in a matter of speaking.
Okay.
That's where he reveals his treasure. Okay. Well,
oh, man, I thought there was a 101 for sure.
Okay. I'm gonna take the same one Andy took, just slightly different. I'm gonna go with a hole in the backyard. which is, you know, we both have a hole in the backyard.
All right, no, I got it.
For my first pick. And then for my second pick, I just always want I want one of these. And so I'm gonna draft it so that I get one. It's a safe behind a painting. I want to open the painting.
I've thought about putting one of those in.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. Like, I get to, like, oh, this is a painting. No. Oh, look. And it opens, and then there's a safe behind it.
You probably got a six shooter in there, too.
Oh, for sure, but only one bullet.
Yeah.
I like it because you're, as a human, you're like, you think that art's valuable? Just wait till you see what the real value is.
Yeah.
I keep it behind the valuables.
So you're
and that way when someone comes and steals your valuable painting, they're like, oh, dude, there's another it's another thing right here.
Buried in the backyard, a wall safe. And then, Mike, you have the bottom of an aquarium. And
I'm going
to
go with...
Bet you guys wish you'd been able to pick my pick here.
I mean, look, you got it before we could.
Yes, I did.
Egg on our face.
Yes, I did.
I will go with dog kennel.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Now, what's that? That's the... not a dog house, or...
Well, I mean...
Just a kennel?
I feel like a dog house has to be outside of your house.
You're running a risk of the dog eating your valuables.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But I feel like I can attach, you know, the pillow or whatever they sleep on, and you have the envelope of money under there. If the dog is sleeping in the dog kennel... The cat burglar's not going in there.
Now, you have brought up an interesting idea. I had not thought about my dog's butt.
Yeah, because eventually this animal will eat that money.
Whose butt is available? Because I got some things to hide.
I got three more picks, and I'm wanting to know where I can put these
whose
things.
Whose butt? All right, so obviously I've already got in my butt with my 101. And you chose bury it, which was going to be in there. I'm going to go with bottom of a well.
He can't stop from the bottom.
I'm going to the bottom of a well. I'm lowering my valuables down into the well. No one's going down there.
No one's going there because it's just water.
You only fall into a well. You don't go into a well. If someone's down in that well, they fell in.
And once they're there?
Yeah, they can't get out.
How many skeletons are in your well?
That's right.
Dozens.
Yes. Everybody's well has several dead bodies. No one goes in there to look. The second choice, a little different than Jason's. In the walls. I'm hiding something valuable inside of the walls. My hope is that I never tell anybody about it, pass away, and then generations later, they go to remodel the house, they find the millions, and I've blessed somebody.
When I was doing this, I came up with my list really easily, but then I searched to see if I was forgetting anything, and I saw all these
did not search.
All these great places to hide stuff, and all I kept thinking when I looked at all these really intricate. Like, this is where you actually want to hide something that a robber will never find. I'm like, I will never remember where I put this. I will hide my valuable there. And that is gone. I just deleted the valuable from my life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and eventually that flower container will get thrown away and it's gone.
That's how I was thinking about this, is if someone had broken into my house and they're looking for the valuables, where are the obvious places to put it?
They ain't looking there.
No, you're safe. Well, you're not even at home.
I'm hoping I'm not there. All right, you got your two picks?
The bottom of the well and inside of the walls.
Okay.
Yes. And also my butt.
Yes. Yes. Well documented. A place where I feel like a burglar is not going to look for something of high value is in my children's closet, up there at the top, where the kids cannot reach it. So I understand they're like, well, if your kid finds it, but if you put it at the top of the closet, the kid can't get up there. And who's putting valuables in there?
Just asking for a friend. You got any of your valuables in these places?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know.
Hey, burglars, listen up. We don't hide. We hide nothing anywhere here.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, they know, Andy. They know.
Yeah, right. I feel like when the burglar has, what I don't know, whatever, their 5 minutes or whatever they give themselves to go quickly through a house. You know, kids in the kids' room, they're going to open it up, see stuffed animals, go, there's nothing valuable in here.
Okay. All right.
At least to me. I don't know.
No, it's not the first place they're looking.
All right.
Jason, you got two picks.
So I told you I was going with like where you always see things hidden in movies. You know, you got the safe behind the picture. It's very fancy. But if you feel that creak in the floor, you're going to want to pull that rug away, and those floorboards are loose. So I'm hiding it under the floor under a rug.
Nice.
Because I've always wanted something like that.
It would be really fun.
You know, it's like, because the two-step process is really important to me. You know, that you've got to pull something back to pull something back.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if it's just under the rug,
I thought you were going to go a safe under the under there as well.
Safe under the rug. Why is that rug so high up off the ground? Don't look under that rug.
There's the big lump.
Here.
Yes.
You can put the safe in the floor.
That is where I was going, but no, it's funnier.
It's just the safe covered by a
rug. Covered by a rug. Don't look under that. It's just a rug.
All right, so one more, Jason.
All right. Well, since I'm going with my thing and a thing motif here, I feel committed to that, and I'm looking through my list, and I'm wrapping it in aluminum foil and putting it in the freezer because
that's getting thrown out.
Yeah, that's the problem. That was my worry.
That's getting thrown out for sure.
It's in the back of the freezer, and here's the nice thing.
It's interesting. You're thinking cash for all of this.
Anything small. It could be a flash drive. It could be cash. It could be it could be documents. It could be
baseball cards.
Is a flash drive.
What about a ring?
In a freezer, that'll work. But a flash drive in a freezer, would that break?
No, I don't think it would break.
It depends what kind.
I'll bet you $100.
Here, take your valuables.
How long?
I think according to my research, flash drives can stay in a freezer indefinitely. I've done no research.
Okay.
You got to take some trust in those reports when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're wrong, that thing's toast.
Well, it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's frozen, yes.
So
your assets have been frozen.
We are back
literally.
To you with your final pick.
All right. The pick I thought you were going to make, Andy, is the back of the toilet.
Yes, it's on my list.
I mean, it's the same idea as the aquarium.
Is that better in the back or in the top part of the toilet?
That's what I mean. I'm not taping it to the back. I'm putting it in the tank.
In the tank.
The tank of the toilet. Maybe that's common enough now, but to me, that feels like a fine place.
It's a gift for the plumber. That's the one problem. Okay.
Hey, when you fix that toilet.
Don't take the money. So I've got in my butt. At the bottom of a well, inside the walls.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with a little bit of a twist here at the end.
Ooh.
I mean, more than I've already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
Swallow it.
In plain sight.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm going with in plain, because there's nothing I can, if it's.
The cash is on the table.
Well, I was thinking, like, when I'm looking for something, I can't find the thing right in front of my face.
Yeah.
So neither can the robbers, right?
No way. They're going to look under every cabinet and in those toilets, but that countertop, they won't see it coming.
They'll say, there's no way that's real cash.
That's
no
right.
That's no one would hide the money.
Decoy.
Now you get it. Well, I
on the counter.
On the counter in plain sight. I'm okay. A bit of a genius. Yes.
Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah. So here is what this is. Are we? This is.
That's
I
it.
Believe that's
We're
it.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some of the things I had under the mattress. You know, classic.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I have up in a tree and in the attic. You got to get the height sometimes.
Right.
People are lazy. They ain't be climbing. I should have taken in a vase because it was on my list.
I do have a planter in mine.
Yeah. And a drop ceiling. You know, you always see that in the movies.
They
just
remove
the little ceiling
tiles that go up.
But I don't have any drop ceilings at my house. And so the last one was in your sock. Keep it close to you. You know what I mean?
The one you're wearing.
Yes.
So you're
the sock you're wearing.
You're just stepping on it all day.
Well, it's not under. It's these are ankle socks, and it is on the side of my leg.
So it's rubbing against your ankle all day.
I've actually done this.
Better than in your butt.
I've done this many, many times, hidden stuff in my sock, and... you don't even know it's there.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
No, you have no idea it's
there. It sounds awful.
You'd put like a diamond ring in your sock and walk around?
Well, I did do that once when I proposed to my wife, and it was
fine.
Wait,
you did? You put it in your sock?
I did. But it was in a box. I put the whole box in there.
You wearing tube socks? You wearing tube socks?
Yeah, if I had to wear tube socks to keep the full box ring.
You didn't want
it
in your pocket? Were you without pockets?
Well, it was really bulky in the pocket,
okay.
And you could
tell.
And I was trying to hide.
All right, hot shot.
I was trying to hide.
So it wasn't very obvious that you like had a goiter sticking out the side?
No, because I had pants on over that.
Jinkos.
So you couldn't
see. Yeah, how baggy are these pants?
Just normal baggy. And it was fine. It covered it, no problem. And then when you bend down on one knee,
she knew where it was.
Yeah.
You're at your sock.
Unless you're wearing like MC Hammer pants.
Just regular
pants.
How big do you think this ring is?
Did her ring smell a little bit?
This ring is 3 feet wide.
I'm not worried about the ring. I'm worried about the box. That sounds gigantic.
The box is just normal ring box size.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Andy doesn't know us as well as he thinks he does.
That's fair.
I learned that it takes approximately 5 seconds to drink 12 ounces of water.
Yep. Learned that lesson today as well. And I learned that Mike is a monster for feeding his kids.
Or a genius.
Monster
double bird
genius.
Sandwich.
Oh, man.
All right. That'll do it for the Spitballers. For Al Borland and company, farewell.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.